Lion's Choice is a St. Louis original, home of famous roast beef sandwiches. And now you can add two LC destinations to the list. Lion's Choice in Wentzville is now reopened, returning after a high demand. And check out the newest location in Rock Hill at Manchester and McKnight. More locations mean more of St. Louis's favorite roast beef sandwiches. So if you haven't, visit any one of the 25 Lion's Choice locations today.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and inside STL.com.
Hello, baby. Hello, my honey.
Here you go, Charlie.
Hello, my ragtime gal.
Ba-da-da.
Give me a kiss by wire.
Ba-da-da.
Baby, my heart's on fire.
Ba-da-da.
If you refuse me, honey, you lose me, then you'll be left alone.
Oh, baby.
And tell me I'm your own. Everybody do the Michigan ride. Everybody likes the Michigan ride. Every Mame and Jane and Ruth stop, romp, pump the Michigan, jump, clump, pump the Michigan ride.
It's the Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I don't know when you're going to hear my voice again.
Because you're leaving.
I am.
What if you never came back?
I think you would do a wonderful job running point on this radio program, sir. Mm-hmm. I would pass the torch, and just like Pac, I would go to an island.
And people would wonder, is he alive? What happened to him?
I got shot out in Vegas, man. I got shot out in Vegas.
Like Andy Kaufman.
Yep.
You got a better chance to be shot here, I think, than Vegas, don't you think?
Yeah.
Too much shooting going on around here.
Pony shows, though. There's a sex revolution going on, as you can tell.
I heard that. I'm just exhausted after that last segment. Just absolutely
he brings
tired.
The energy.
You'll get 10% off when mentioning the Morning After at Tease Farms, the Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is the final week. You can pick your own strawberries at the Maryland Heights location. Right now, they're offering buy two, get one free roses. Eliminate the middleman and get your plants, flowers, hanging baskets, and combo planters from the growers directly. Ask the Plow Shark how cutting out the middleman can get you a better price on the product you so desire. It's Tease Farms, the sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour. Good text here from Tony the Plow Dow. Islands in the Stream.
Bee Gees.
I think that's Kenny Rogers.
And well, they redid the Bee Gees song. Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Did they?
Hemingway novel.
Right.
Doug?
Hemingway.
Didn't he write a novel?
Yes, he did.
Called Islands in the Stream.
Yes, he did. It's wonderful.
Old Man in the Sea.
Yeah, but Islands in the Stream.
All right. Okay, well, we worked that out. We workshopped it.
We did. You know, I went down to Key West last fall, winter.
And you liked it down there, didn't you?
I did. And you had Hemingway and the place he lived and the bar.
Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's,
yeah.
Where he used to go.
What did he do, drink scotch all day?
I think he was known for being quite like the man's man, fisherman, hunter, drinker.
I think he was like the
boxer.
The model for the world's most interesting man.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, do you need me to do anything for you while you're gone? Thanks, Matty Bear.
Okay, here come the Lemmings. In other words, can they have access to your home? Would you give some of the listeners access to your home? Are you just going to leave the doors open?
I feel like the listeners have made my home possible, and therefore, mi casa su casa.
So they're all welcome to bunk at your place.
At least stay under the carport.
Okay.
You should let a listener home sit for you.
Should do that, Doug.
You should probably charge them to do that.
Right. Be a nice way to monetize. Maybe pay for the trip.
What do you think you could get for it?
Charlie, what do you think? $3.99 a night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$3.99. It's fair.
It's kind of like a Ritz.
It's like living in a historical house.
It is. Yeah. Like the Joplin House downtown.
I don't know. Where's the Joplin House? I
know
where the Henry Fields house is. Eugene Fields.
Eugene is the interpreter for the final boss.
Eugene Koo, I believe.
Yep.
How about the final boss, Doug? Gave up his first bomb ski the other day.
Did he really?
I believe it was Chris Bryant, three-run jack.
But it's the Eugene Field house that's on Broadway.
Yes, but Eugene Koo, I believe his name is. He's the translator for the final boss slash Stone
right?
Buddha.
Yeah, I think okay. He has a condo in the Central West.
Probably does. He's got a nice job. That's a nice job.
Why don't you get that gig?
Just to travel around, get the major league treatment, and do nothing except talk for this guy. What a sweet deal.
Hey, we have those Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week and the email of the day before we hand it over with the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank back from San Jose as well here, just like Doug back from San Jose. And now we kind of settle in and watch the Cardinals rally and make it 12-16, like they've been saying for a while, 12-16.
Well, I hope so. Right now they got five teams ahead of them in the wild card race.
Uh-oh. It's early.
I know it is. I know, but they better catch fire.
Tim, I don't know how I'll survive without you while you're gone. Also, Doug, I am extremely horny. Let's meet up tonight. Fred from the poor part of the neighborhood.
You know what? Fred's been suspended.
Now, his wife and Bubbles' girlfriend are hooking up over in New Athens.
They
very
just
hot.
Say that. That's not happening. Fred from the poor part of the nail has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Ragazzi suspension log, and I don't expect it felt very good.
Where's the nail?
New Athens, Illinois, home of the White Rat.
Yeah.
Not the White Rascal. That's Toledo, Ohio, sir.
That's right.
Tim, let us know when you land so we know you're safe. Thanks.
Oh, he'll be fine, okay? He'll be just fine. People are going to worry about your safety while you're gone, while they volunteer. Worse yet, while they pay to house sit in your crib just for the right to be where you once were.
That's right. Doug, there's a lot of revenue streams you can tap into.
Seems like it.
What a week it's been here on the program, and that's why we pay
homage.
An homage with the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
And the two women seated next to me on the plane, they were lesbians.
I bet they were 24 years old.
Well, they weren't a whole lot older than that. And they got, Tim, they got up and they used the restroom together.
Oh, my God, Doug.
What they did. Yep, that's what they did. They did.
And you sat there in your seat as the angry old white man going, that's not right. That's
How do I
not
explain
right.
that to my 26-year-old no. son?
I don't know that anybody else even noticed it.
But you did. Because you're pro-lesbian.
I had to stand up. I had to under the seatbelt.
Oh, so they were next to you.
And let, yeah, they were in my row.
Did you notice they got out a comforter during the flight and had curious
no,
digits?
No.
Curious digits.
I didn't see that, no.
Cut two.
Good morning, caller Dan.
Hey, guys, it's been a while, you know, and I was on hold for a long time. And, you know, you've got me kind of emotional right now. I'll be honest with you. You know, I call in, I get all my news from Charlie. He does such a good job of keeping me up to date. And then this stuff that you're going after the cat. I mean, I listen every morning, and I watch those games. He brings it to me. And I had a lot of things I wanted to say, but I just think this is unfair. It's really unfair, guys. It's been a long time, and I don't like it.
Cut three.
Well, Timmy, our snipers came out with significant playoff jump. They were mucking in the dirty areas and playing heavy. They had packed their lunch pail. Schwartzy put a carom past Jonesy. Fabsy with a glorious clapper. Browsy hit a letter-high knuckler into the bullpen. But the shark nibbled away at our buy-in, our want-to, and our ice moxie. They chomped on our resiliency, and they chewed up our guile and our grit. Hello, Vladdy, where are you? It's like you're caged up in a zoo. Your goals have been way too few, and now we trail it 3-2, scoring something you got to do or we lose, and that's it for the loop.
Cut four. Mm.
When Nick and the Badger went off the air.
It was replaced by Jim Rome?
It was replaced by Jim Rome, and it was funny. I've told this story like 20 times probably, but the first show back, Jim was reading emails from St. Louis listeners like, hello, Tommy in the Lou. And the person would be like, finally glad to have Vance Mack back on the air and not that local drivel. So it was great.
Great.
He was ripping on our show.
Cut five.
Just Buck Swope's weird photoshops. Boy, that is a creepy guy.
You guys were hanging out at the golf tournament, though.
I wasn't hanging out.
He was wearing a green jacket.
He was following me. I was not hanging out.
He was with that Janie the lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell him that next time he photoshops something vile, he'll put five of these where he sneezes.
No.
That might solve the problem. Sometimes violence does.
Can you imagine that being your life's work, where you do silly photoshops of people? That's
well,
what
sure.
I do. I photoshop them in a hot tub.
Cut six.
We're celebrating Big Al's birthday this whole week, so we'll wish me birthday happiness all the way.
Oh, she cut him off. She cut him off.
What happened there?
She pulled his phone right out of the wall.
I hope he's okay. You don't want to wish yourself a birthday and then...
Yeah, and then tell all the listeners we're celebrating my birthday.
And then drive your car into a pole or something.
Cut seven.
Jessica, real quickly, Blues game tonight. Have you ever been with a woman?
Well, I do have a twin sister, so you think about it.
Oh, God.
You think about it, she said.
I will, actually.
Oh.
What's wrong,
Doug? Right. I don't think that's what you meant, was it?
Doug, there it is. Kind of a look back on the week that was. Yeah. Feel good about the work we've done.
Doesn't get any better, does it? The show just kind of stays on the same path and never really improves a lot.
I think Charlie, we discovered Charlie is essentially Rich Little when it comes to impressions. He displayed his Jim Rome impression and also the Stan Kroenke impression got displayed this week.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good to see you.
Frank, how are you today? Oh, it was like the ultimate troll job.
It's nice to have a friend in the media again.
God.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah, we were all so shy. He was such a darling man. How were we so out of line?
Frank, how are you today?
I don't want to hear that.
Crypt Keeper. Frank, how are you today?
That's the guy that sells the diamond.
Oh. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. The Shane Company.
Okay. I think we're going to have to hear Kroenke's voice a lot now that he's the darling of L.A.
He does seem to do a lot of interviews now.
Wait till the Super Bowl comes and he's right front and center and all that.
It's going to be worse, though, I'm telling you. If they ever win a Super Bowl and we see Stan Kroenke hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, it's going to make people vomit here.
Yeah. I can't believe it'll happen. I can't believe it. As poorly run as that operation is, I can't believe they'll ever win a Super Bowl with that group.
Tim, can I monitor the fan page while you're gone? That's all I have in my life. Thanks. Matty Bear.
That's it? Nothing else. That's what you have in your life. Is a fan page on Facebook.
It's a TMA fan page, Doug.
That's it.
It's only been open for a week and we already have 3,000 plus members. Come on in. The water's warm. You'll enjoy yourself.
What do? They just make snarky comments all day?
Here's somebody.
Photoshop?
Here's a cover from the 1988 Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine.
Okay, that's germane to what? And this is all he's got going in his life, and that's it.
Joe Germain.
Oh, yeah, 2001 Randy.
Yeah, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Buckeye.
Sure.
Always goes back to the Buckeyes, chuckles. Timberfake 2.0 says he really misses the cat. He's in love with him. Okay. Great. I don't know what the hell that means, but that's up on the board.
Bobby Bestel sucks.
And a shot at Bobby Bestel out of nowhere unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Just had to drop into the studio for that.
I don't know what Bestel did to deserve the hate.
Right.
Seems unfair.
There's competing fan pages now.
Well, they're not competing. I'm a member of both, and I post on both. I have no problem with the other fan page.
Yeah.
You know, God bless him. He wants it to be a certain way, and I respect that. There's nothing wrong with that.
So he hasn't given up on his fan page.
No.
All right.
But everybody's welcome. Come on in. You know, Doug, the water's warm.
Well, it's not that warm.
Let's be honest.
Water's
kind of
murky.
For as popular as it is, Doug, it needs at least, I'd say, two fan pages.
I agree with
many.
You. I agree with you.
You're not even supposed to have a fan page. People are just supposed to listen casually as they drive to work and back. That's it. That's the show. That's what you do. You listen for a few minutes, and then you mosey on to something else. You don't have fan pages, much less two of them.
So you're surprised by the fact that these listeners, not only do they love you, but they show their love by taking pictures of you.
I don't know how much love is involved.
Photoshopping, making comments.
I don't believe it's love involved.
Doug Timmy the Tickler's back. He says, are you going to see any porn stars out in Las Vegas? Thanks.
Well, he can't call in for a while because he got suspended 6 days' time.
The Tickler.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. This guy's a new brand of vile. Keep an eye on him in June.
And doesn't see anything wrong with it either.
And well, it's time for the email of the day. One of two remaining unless there's a sudden death playoff. Coming up next Wednesday on June 1st. Right now, Stephen Wildwood has 5 wins. Is that right?
I don't know.
I was looking at the Seamaster. Matt, who bowls a Hanks, has 4 wins. Misty Plops, 4 wins. And Cucky is eliminated, correct? He has 2. So we got 3 people compete. This is fun, isn't it? It's kind of fun. It's like when you have a few game sevens.
But Cucky could still win like the $5 gift certificate to Dirty
Yes,
Balls.
Anybody could win today.
Sure.
Who knows? I don't know. Here we go. Bastards, I've been silent too long. Yeah, I've been on the sidelines while Cucky has propped those emails up on the table. Yeah, I've listened to Steve and Wildwood penned magic. Matt, who bowls at Hank's, just a legend, period. The last months of few have been magical. I like that. The last months of few.
Yeah.
Now you see, now June, it's my month, see? Get the lube and protection ready, because I'm coming, ladies, and I'm bringing the chippity bop bop ba with me. I'm getting coy. Going to get real bulged. War damn Red Hawk. SEMO alum says he's going to take down June.
SEMO alum.
Calling his shot.
Alum.
Sup. Vacant. I've been. Recap. About to give. Blues. No more. Cardinals. No show. Football. We don't have it. Fan page. To them. Lydia Moss Bradley. Killing Hoor. Coffee. Sexy. Cookies. Chunky. Chuck. Not chunky. Tim. Hunky. Doug. Sex piece. Horny. Me. Got to get. Peace to you. There's mine and Mike Lee. Get it. Got it. Flock it. Flocky the Smurf.
Oh.
Wow. Flocky.
Flocky the Smurf.
And now one of our contenders. Guys, Plops here. It was great to hear Ray King calling this morning, still using the fake alias of Ray King. How about that whole deal? Guess he hasn't quite crossed off everyone on his lives I must ruin list. Guys, we as a community of trolls, butt sluts, and fupa wranglers shouldn't be trying to ruin lives. We should be trying to better people's lives. Perfect example, yesterday was Red Nose Day. Funds were raised all over the country for the underprivileged and people who wore... People wore big fake red noses. I celebrate Red Nose Day every day. Not necessarily because of the needy, but more so because my nose is permanently dark red because of my savage alcoholism.
A little bulbous?
The technical term is gin blossom, and in my case, decades of snorting Ritalin and pounding those green Jack Daniels Cactus Kicker wine coolers has wreaked havoc on me face. Whoa, 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 wait just a damn minute. Gin blossom? Hmm. And in 3, 2, and van 2 and 1, hit it, Plowsy. Tomorrow we can drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. The past is gone, but something might be found to take its place. Hey, Dougie V. Misty Plops.
Hey, Jealousy.
Nice. What's that, 90?
Hey, Jealousy.
94?
They're toilet papering people's houses in that video, correct?
Yeah, that's offensive.
Misty Plops.
That's that tree down in Auburn, War Damn Eagle. Yeah, when I was getting hazed, Sigma Chi, I had long hair, and they called me the Gin Blossom.
Did they really?
No.
We can fly around the town.
I had to take it.
Chase us around.
21-year-old drunk guy screaming at me, so I didn't really have a whole lot of options.
Did it hurt your feelings, Tim?
No, it allowed me to have things go in one ear out the other, so I did actually get something from it. In hoc signo vinces to you all. Yeah. In this sign, we will conquer. Think about it. This is a long email from Buck Swope.
Oh, Lord.
Doug's favorite.
Okay.
Let me see what time we have here. Well, I don't have the time. It's just too long.
Too long.
So, I have 0 email wins this month. Steven Wildwood has 5. There are 2 days left, so I guess that means I still have a chance. I know a lot about the college Chuck went to, and it's great. How about Lydia Moss Bradley? How about that whole deal? We going to bring that back? I was doing some simple math, which, as you can tell, I'm pretty good at, and I realized that Lydia has lost 6 kids, and the Blues lost 10 games. Therefore, the Blues lost more than Lydia. Unless, of course, you think a young child's life is more important than a hockey game. Toodles, the Loomster.
The Loomster.
The Loomster. I like that.
TMA, I want the Strappy Edition. This email is brought to you by Dougie's Airport Tuna Stand, where you're at the airport and you want to be the grossest person in the world. Grab Lil Dougie's tuna.
Honestly, that's a horrible choice.
No, it looked good. It tasted pretty good.
No, it's never
good. This has been an unreal email race this month, but this email isn't about that. This email is about two little gents, two brothers bonded by the love of being attention whores and torn apart by their sexual preferences. One, a humble, hardworking blue-collar twink that lives with his wife and kids in his stepdad's basement while he repeatedly tells himself he's saving money for a fixer-upper. The other, a megalomaniacal elfish ass boy that has taken a pic with every pseudo-celebrity that has ever existed, ever. An ego-driven tender lily that is getting his fuel from hot chicks and sexy coffee. It's a battle of the yin and the yang. Love versus lust. The prince versus the peasant. Hey, Timber Douche, I'll be your voodoo doll. Timber Fake versus Cucky the Dwarf 2016. I want the strappy. That comes from Cucky. Wow.
Cucky. Cucky the Dwarf.
Sounds like Cucky wants a piece.
The Cuckster.
This is Larry Connors, man of integrity, reporting to you from the papier-mâché palace at 1300 Hampton, where Stephen Wildwood is about to address the crowd at the Make Email of the Day Great Again rally. He is headed to the podium. Let's listen in. Thank you all for coming today. I'm speaking from Tim's office with the door closed, so I know everybody can hear me. My opponents will tell you that I'm too old to be elected and that I'm out of touch with today's youth. They are wrong. I get erect daily with the help of Viagra, except that one time, but that was out of curiosity rather than necessity. I have large hands, and let me tell you something about my opponents. Misty Plops, do you want that going to public restrooms with your daughters? Madhu Bolza Hanks, can you trust someone who enjoys all the benefits of being a St. Louisan,
but pays his taxes to Illinois. I am pro-education. I am anti-crime. I'm all about family and neighborhoods. Doug, they are pro-Photoshop. Tim, they went to public school. Chuck, they hate Ohio State. I am for change. A vote for Misty or Matt is a vote against America. Thank you for your support. Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
Wow.
Wildwood.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks, now fires a bullet. You know, I know a lot about dismemberment, and it's great. How's Caller Jordan's foot doing? Are we going to bring that back? How about that whole deal? Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Let's see. Well, now the pillow stacking and lift listing is done. It's time to get back to some classic TMA fun. The goal hornet Scott trade is stopped, but Doug's badonk and badonk will be dropped. No more hockey for the Lou, but we will still have texts about eating fries. Nope.
No.
Right at the end.
Who was it?
G-Baby. And finally, great job, Chuck. If there's one thing worse than Lydia Moss Bradley killing her children, it's probably Doug Vaughn's prime ministers. They choked just as bad as Doug would on the extra 6 inches Ray King was going to give you. I hope your best players go on paternity leave in the playoffs. The white-collar gangster has struck. And that's what we have for the email of the day. What you got?
Well, you know, I wasn't just bowled over by any of them. I'm going to go off the grid. I kind of like Flocky the Smurf.
I'll be honest with you. I wrote two of them down, neither in the mix for the email of the month. Mm-hmm. I wrote down Flocky and the Loomster. I can't remember which one was which, so I'm just going to say the Loomster to make it be on Tim's shoulders.
Okay.
I thought the best one, I have Misty Plops and Stephen Wildwood set aside, but honestly, I thought the best one was Cucky. And I thought it was kind of obvious. I don't know. I go to the Speaker of the House and he breaks the tie.
Tim, this is why me and you are brother from another mother. I thought the Doug Tuno reference was fantastic. It's Cucky.
Cucky the Dwarf is his shipped email of the day. Stephen Wildwood considers that a win. Now Misty Plops has to win on Tuesday, okay?
All right.
Or Stephen Wildwood will win the month of May. If Misty Plops is to win on Tuesday, there's an email off on Wednesday. I might fly back in for that.
Won't.
And what do they get for this?
Cardinal tickets.
Pretty good.
It's a pretty nice little gift, isn't it?
Well, field box seats. How do you do?
Pretty nice.
For a team that's going to win the whole thing.
That's right. Tease Farms, 9 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. All of our audio today presented by Llewellyn's Pub. Going to the Cardinal game? Stop by Llewellyn's and Soulard. Take the trolley to and fro. Llewellyn's, our sponsor of fun with audio. It's time for the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank is up next from 10 to noon. Time for us to shut it down. I will be gone for I don't know how long. Charlie, you will be bringing heat. It's going to be wonderful. I'll be participating in the fan page, though. Maybe I'll come back for the email off on Wednesday.
You won't come back.
All right. For Peyton, for the Plow Shark, for my brother Kevin, for Timberfake 2.0, for our intern Dan, for my brother Kevin again, for the Sea Monster, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy the Gat Hayes, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and Inside STL.com live from the Gateway B2C2.